Gardner, how about that? I've been on vacation all week, and I don't exactly know where I am, but I see Sammy Hanna, so I know I'm at the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. It's like family, so I'm okay now.
You're in the right spot to be at this morning, Mike.
I just kind of had a blackout. I'm sorry.
So we're glad to have you at our fall open house. So we appreciate you taking the time to come out today.
Taking the time, golly, I wouldn't miss this for anything. This is a tradition.
I
know Rufus would.
I was scheduled to go to Boone, Sammy, and. Well, I have.
Oh, that's the funniest. That's the funniest story.
Well, about 2 months ago, I got an email. Cheryl did. That there would be a family or a 1963 class reunion. Well, I got to thinking that I hadn't heard anything about it, and about 2 days ago, I kept making inquiry, and couldn't get anybody on the phone anywhere or through email. I think they've all died. I was afraid that I'd be the only one at the Daniel Boone Inn. That's the darndest thing I've ever seen.
They all dropped. They all dropped on you.
I think it dropped on me.
Hit the whole place.
They started planning in January, and by the time it came to now.
Oh, yeah. They dropped.
So you and your SBI agent, Fatleg, would have been the only people in from the class.
Well, I made inquiry of the Daniel Boone Inn if they had any such a reservation. They said, do what? Anyway, Sammy, upon a personal privilege here, yesterday was the birthday of our great host, Mike Raley. Here we go.
Oh. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mike Raley. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
How's that?
It's very good. Very good, actually. We we had a section over there, too. Everybody was singing well. I appreciate that.
Well, everybody sing except those folks over there.
I tried to get them to, but they
heard them sing.
They just kind of looked at us, and thank you very much.
How's everybody doing? Rufus, if you got a minute, I'd like to have chit-chat.
Okay, we got people already warning you, Rufus.
That sounds like my daddy would say, meet me at the woodshed.
Yeah, uh-oh.
Well, go ahead and talk to him. Go ahead and talk to him. We'll go on with Sammy.
You talk to Sammy now.
All right, well, that's fine. Sammy, this is, as I mentioned, a tradition of a long standing, and y'all have done so much work for so many people. Have you ever calculated how many people? Do y'all have those statistics?
We have. We help probably 3,500 homeowners a year.
Oh, wow.
So, and it's just great to be here and be able to continue the tradition that Jeff started and his father started back in the day, and to continue the Aluminum Company legacy on.
Yeah, it is, and of course, Jeff's father, who started this closer to downtown, Melvin Monsine, and his grandson is also a part of this.
He is.
He works here. And is a really good salesman. And is he going to be here today?
Ryan will be here today. Yeah. Integral part of the company. He just had a child this year.
Oh, so wow.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
So he's doing great. So he will be here today. Jeff may pop in and show his face and jump on the radio.
We'll I would love to see Jeff. We haven't seen him in a couple of years, and I'm glad he's doing well. And you have salesmen who have been here. I see Dallas has been here for over 20 years. Danny 30, Newman.
30 years.
30 years.
95, Dallas started with me.
And what about Danny?
Danny's probably 27.
Wow. Yep. That's good. Yep. That's really good for a sales, somebody in sales.
Well, our entire staff. I mean, June that just walked by.
Yeah, June's been
I'm not allowed to say anymore, but I think it's.
She's been here for a few years.
She's been here for quite a few decades. I'll just leave it at that. So.
I know you have helped people, and that's more than June's job.
Absolutely.
She likes to help people. I know you all do. I've always got that impression, and you have so much in speaking. There's Ryan walking in now. So I don't know that you have anything that is new or something new on the horizon, but the industry is always changing.
Industry's changing. Product development's changed dramatically. Window quality's gotten much better. I mean, we're getting just incredible numbers. Our air infiltration on the new engineered windows, just energy rating on windows. Obviously, the new Energy Star ratings came out last year for energy efficiency of products. I mean, products are changing constantly.
Yeah.
And you've got to keep up with the times and keep the products innovative and stay with the updated energy efficiency of the marketplace. So we're always changing, always evolving, always keeping up with the industry. Our doors change every year. Our glass changes every year. Quite a few changes every year. It's that the staff has to keep up with and keep educated on.
The thing I like about the new windows we have in our house from the aluminum company are the how quiet it makes the outside seem. I'm very impressed by that. Of course, the energy efficiency, I think we can certainly tell a difference.
Again, the quiet's part of the whole new energy standards with these insulated units that they're coming out with.
Yeah, it's kind of icing on the cake.
It is. Added benefits.
And the doors, now we have fiberglass, which
Correct.
Looks exactly like wood to me. It's amazing the technology that has gone to that. But you also have steel doors.
We do have steel doors.
Yeah.
Yes.
Does anybody buy wooden doors anymore?
They do, but not from us. We don't sell wooden doors just for the fact that, I mean, we're trying to sell a product that's going to last the homeowner and
yeah.
we can give them a guarantee against. And wooden doors are unfortunately going to continue to crack and split and have to be maintained regularly and painted regularly.
Yeah.
And if you don't paint and seal it regularly, it will split within a short period of time.
And warp
and bow, yes.
The thing that I like about the fiberglass door is that the body of a Corvette is made out of
it. Yes, it is.
It kind of reminds me of
all these beautiful boats and Corvettes.
Yeah.
And they're all made from the same stuff.
Yeah. So,
Sammy, and y'all can put a window where there is none. Is that right?
I've heard Jeff Monsine say that, and you.
We've been saying that for quite a few years, yes. we can definitely put a window
He's
where there is
commercial.
No window.
Well,
yes.
One of the things that I used to talk about when I taught landscape design, which I'm not at all proficient in landscape design, but just kind of general concept is not only think about how your landscape looks to those driving by, but think about how you're going to enjoy it from inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm very fortunate. We have windows all the way across the front of our house, and we love it. And I walk into somebody else's house with very few windows, and it's dark, and it just doesn't. You know, there's no, I mean,
yeah, it's shocking how
being able to see the outside and see your garden. And I bet you can go into a house and strategically help somebody think about this would be a great place for a new window or one of these beautiful bay windows that you have.
Well, that's what I was going to say. We have many homeowners that have just a small window in the front of the house.
Yeah.
They've got their garden out front and they want to make that opening much bigger and put a big bay or bow window. We put in a 9-foot bay window for a homeowner on the front of their house where it just took a little 2-window bank looking out from the front of the wall into a 9-foot wide bay window opening.
And I mean, I don't think it's too much to say that it can kind of transform your quality of life to a certain extent.
Yeah.
I mean, just the enjoyment of your, of being inside the house and being able to see outside.
Well, and it gave her a spot for the cat to sit when she's not home. So.
There's that, too.
And you can come to the Aluminum Company showroom today and look at photographs, stills, also on the screen that they have in here, television screen, and see the before and the after.
Yes.
Of adding a window where yes. there wasn't a window. For
yes.
instance.
Got thousands of photos on the websites of before and afters. Come out, bring any information you're looking to talk to our salespeople about or any of our staff. And we're here just to help and have a good time today. Like I said, as always, we were going to feed everybody. We've got Biscuitville already here. We're going to have the food truck and ice cream truck at lunch and a lot of huge giveaways today. So we're enticing everybody to come out and put your name in the hat for the giveaways.
Fantastic. Sammy, thank you so much, sir.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We have Dan Stern with us, who is from the Botanical Gardens. Dan is the director of horticulture. Paul McKenzie with us, retired Cooperative Extension Service member and continues to be part of this show, thank goodness. And Rufus is in a consultation. Mm. But, Dan, you have something pretty big coming up at the Botanical Gardens.
Yeah, Mike, our annual fall plant sale is next Saturday, the 27th, from 9 to 1 over in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. It's going to be a great showing for us, about 150 species that we've grown in our own nursery, everything from ferns and grasses to flowering perennials and trees and shrubs, a really wide selection of plants available. All native to the southeastern U.S., and we'll have a lot of staff on hands to help folks kind of figure out what plants are going to do well in their yard and given the light conditions, moisture, soil. So it's going to be a great event. We're also inviting a bunch of our corporate partners to come out and, you know, share the day with us. It becomes kind of a celebration, opportunity to, you know, learn from one another. And, you know, if the weather's anything like this, it's going to be a fantastic day.
So give us all the pertinent information about times and so forth.
Yeah, the sale's next Saturday, the 27th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can learn more, including a plant list of what we're going to have available on our website, which is www.ncbg.unc.edu.
There are so many fascinating native plants. I wrote an article recently about... Mr. Curtis wants me to write an article every week, so Mr. Curtis wants me to do that, I do it. Fothergillia, mm-hmm. Fothergilla, a native to, and there's a dwarf variety, mm-hmm. and there's a large variety that can get about 12 feet. That's the bottle brush. It's such an interesting-looking plant.
Yeah, incredible. Incredible foliage, you know, sort of a bluish-green foliage, mm-hmm. You know, those sort of fluffy little flower heads. It's like it's got interesting texture, great fall color. It's a great example of a native plant that can do incredible things in your yard.
Or we'll talk more about that and other native plants and other plants that are not native. Coming up on the WPTF Weekend Gardener, we're at the Aluminum Company of North Carolina on Hamlin Road, named after Jeff Hamlin here in Durham. Hope you'll come by. We're back on WPTF with the Weekend Gardener. And Don is with us, one of our listeners. Don, thank you for driving all the way over here and joining us at the Aluminum Cup. And you said you had a couple of gardening questions.
Yeah, I do. By the way, I'm a good customer of Aluminum Company, too. They've done everything to my house. I can't tell you how many projects.
Except build it, huh?
Yeah. No, they practically rebuilt it.
Oh, my gosh.
But one of the things I do is I go around to the different garden shops and stuff and buy stuff at the end of the season, stuff when there's turnover,
good
things
idea.
Like that. And so you get really good prices on stuff, but you don't always get the best looking stuff.
Yeah.
And I've gone out there and bought a couple of things. One of the things I got was a lacy leaf of Japanese maple. And I put it in a couple of years ago. It's thriving. It's looking well, but it's all out of shape. I want to know if I can prune that thing up and give it some shape.
Well, is it... Is it a weeping type?
No, it's just your regular lacy leaf maple. You know.
So are there limbs crossing each other? For instance?
Yeah, it's
all right.
Yeah.
Anybody?
late February, early March would be the time frame, I would say.
Yeah, I just say take it slow because they don't grow fast, you know. So anything that you remove is going to take a long time to fill in, but you can certainly shape them.
And spring, shape them. After
late winter.
But they can't they get pretty bunched up in the on the interior? I mean, I could see going in and doing some very strategic. You're not going to want to chop it back.
No, you don't want to do that.
But some very strategic.
Just give it a haircut, not a.
Well, just cut at the bark. It's called the bark collar, cut where it joins the trunk, and cut there. But
don't prune from the outside. Prune from the inside. Mm. Prune from the bottom up, and kind of work your way up and take things out from the inside. Okay. Rather than going to the outside and just chopping things off.
Dan, any crossover limbs, what else?
That's great advice. And, I'd ask, what is it that you want to change about the plant?
I just want to give it some shape.
Uh-huh, shape it up. I think this recommendation to, prune from the middle, and work your way out, that's really good advice.
Kind of open up. I think it's called opening up the canopy of it so that you can.
My second question is basically the same thing. I got a fig tree also, and the figs are just about done now. And what's a good time to prune that? It's new. It's only about 6-8 feet tall right now, but it's getting real leggy.
Now.
Are you doing it now?
With fig trees, I refer to one of my old mentors. He said the best time to prune is when you've got the pruners in your hand.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like an Ann Camp saying.
Or what they say, there you can prune every day but Sunday.
Now, you cut those any way you want to. I'm going to disagree with my clients here a little bit, my colleagues. I have some one lacy leaf maple. And had just all kinds of things coming here, and I cut a few things off of the end. It won't do as bad as people say it.
Why'd you do that?
I wanted to prune it up a little bit. I wanted it to look better. I did, and I've never had anything go berserk over that. Now I don't give it a haircut, but I think you can.
So you tip pruned it
a little bit.
I think you can do some of that. I'm not saying don't do that. I'm just saying
don't do too much of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys are being too hard on my friend here.
Don't go in with the gas powered shrub.
No.
Right. I don't think Don would do that.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, Don and I had a little talk a while ago, and I appreciate him more than I can say. He's a long time state employee. I've known Don over the years. And he is interested in my comments about the book I'm writing on bringing back civility.
Yeah.
And he had so many suggestions, and one of them was, how about making courtesy contagious?
Yeah, on this show.
Some things like that.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it. I have a lot of comments from people. I've got to get that book done, Dan. I'm going to entitle it, I Finally Got a Few Things Right. Bring back civility, because today's world with people at one another's throats and just vile, ugly internet stuff.
We just need to be nice to each other, don't we?
A little bit of just plain simple what your mom and daddy taught you.
Well,
is to be decent to one another.
That's the way they are at the botanical gardens. That's the way we are here. I think gardening helps.
It certainly does.
Yeah. Don, thank you very much.
I have one more question if you got time.
All right, we'll have to do it off the air.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do it off the air. We'll be back coming up at the Aluminum Company of North Carolina, Hamlin Road in Durham, with a WPTF Weekend Gardener news coming up. Back on WPTF, the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. If you come in right now, you can get some breakfast.
And, I want to know how they got their name. Because
they sold aluminum siding.
Okay. Okay. Because I'm looking at doors. I'm looking at beautiful bay windows.
It's evolved. Just like everything else. Yeah. I guess aluminum.
Since 1961. So they got to keep the brand for sure.
Yeah, so it's just kind of iconic.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, everybody knows it as that, although I don't know if they still, if anybody still makes aluminum siding. I guess they would, but I don't know if anybody puts it on there. Probably, I'm not sure how many people put vinyl siding on their house now. It's a lot of the cement stuff, the hardy plank siding that I think most people are. So, that, I mean, it's, yeah, it's an evolution, and it's kind of that way. I find every year there's something new, something that has improved, and they're, you know, in this industry, you always want to improve.
Well, this showroom is spectacular.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah. Really,
yeah.
Beautiful stuff.
And they have some treats over there, breakfast treats. Danny Newman, good to see you, sir. And Danny's been here a long time.
Lots of friendly people.
Yeah, yeah, good people, and they really know their work. We've had a lot of stuff done in the last couple of years on our house. We replaced all the windows, all the doors, and roof, and a few other things.
You say my name?
Roof? No.
He's ready.
Did you get that Coke Zero as a chaser for the Dr. Pepper or something?
Yes.
What the heck, Rufus? I don't understand that.
There are a lot of things, Mike, you don't understand.
Well, I know that. That's what Miss Bass in the second grade told me.
You are getting older.
Is something wrong with you, boy?
Well, you got to remember what Cliff Joyner says today. Luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. Now, how about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
sir.
That will do.
All right. Well, I...
Oh, question for Dan. Do y'all have stuff that's good for fall landscapes? I mean, a lot of people, you know, they think fall, they think mums, and that's the end of the story. But there's so much more you can do.
Mm.
So your plant sale, what kind of stuff that you, do you have that might be good for...
Yeah, well, we're
or winter. You know, there's so much.
I love winter. I love fall and winter so much.
Yeah, well, we do have a bunch of fall blooming asters.
Oh,
Symphyotrichum.
I love those.
Vernonia is another kind of late summer, early fall. Ironweeds. We've got a bunch of goldenrods. Mm. So lots of that fall blooming stuff available at the plant sale. Yeah,
good.
You have that Maximilian sunflower.
That one we will not.
That is fabulous. We saw one at the Cary Arboretum.
Is that the one that's really tall?
Yeah.
It's Cary Downtown Park. It's really pretty. We had Patrick McMillan on the show, who has been working with them on that for a couple of years. And do you know Patrick?
I do know Patrick.
Yeah. He's a smart fella. We were glad to have...
I've heard great things about that park.
It is. Yeah. We did a show out there in June, and we were down at Kiowa Island first part of the week, and that I've never seen so many butterflies in my life, and also I've never seen as many dragonflies. Mm. And I wasn't bitten. Mosquitoes love me. I wasn't bitten one time down there. And I wasn't bitten when that whole show, 3-hour show at the downtown Cary Park in June, because of all the dragonflies around. They were busy going after the mosquitoes. And
the director there, it's Patrick.
Is Patrick McMillan.
And he's a true horticulturist.
Yeah.
Like, how many towns have, you know, an actual horticulturist on staff? I mean, and like he was a
professor at Clemson.
That's right.
For 20 years, I guess, and it had a television show.
And it shows in that park. It shows.
But he moved up here. They were very very glad to get him because he moved up here because his wife's mother and father were in bad health, so they moved up to be near them. Mm-hmm. So
he's got good mountain roots too.
Yeah, he's from Sparta,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So we've had a good time.
As they call it up there sometimes, Sparty.
Sparty? Who calls it Sparty?
Some of the old timers.
Oh, okay.
Like Watauga. Where are you from, boy? I'm from Watauga.
Well, I'm from under the mountain. I'm from Nash County.
That was the saying of my mother to my daddy. Now, Walter, go down under the mountain and bring us some peaches back.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
And, Dan, y'all have a pretty comprehensive educational and outreach component
We do, yeah. We do a lot of programming. In fact, my team is getting ready to kick off a five-week series, kind of applied gardening, how we do what we do at the North Carolina Botanical Garden. You know, various members of the horticulture team are teaching a class each Monday for the next several weeks. We've got a lot of great youth and family programming. We've got a big event coming up October 18th, 1 to 4 p.m., Nature Fest. Fantastic sort of environmentally oriented, kid-friendly activities. Lots of other tabling organizations out enjoying the garden with us, so that'll be a lot of fun. Yeah, our learning and community engagement programs have really grown a lot over the last, you know, 10, 15 years, and feels like we're seeing more and more people come to the garden, take advantage of the educational programming and activities. It's been really great.
All right, we're at the Aluminum Company of North Carolina, just chatting here. We're going to talk to Steve after the break. I assume this is Daylily, Steve. And we're at the Aluminum Company of North Carolina, Hamlin Road in Durham, their big open house today. It's 8:39. We're back on WPTF at the Aluminum Company of North Carolina, Hamlin Road in Durham, with Weekend Gardener. And Steve is with us. Steve, good morning.
Hey, we're calling from sunny Myrtle Beach.
Oh, wow. Down there hooping and hollering, huh?
No.
What, a hollering contest?
No, that's not with a hollering contest.
We're trying to relax.
Yeah, well, that's nice. Yeah, that's
a
nice.
You know, a little bit of relaxation. One of the things that the newer Corvettes are made with carbon fiber now.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. Wow, it really does look like a race car.
Yeah,
so
well,
I understand that.
That's one of the reasons the new Corvettes are six figures now, too.
Right, yeah.
We bought a one of those please help me plant from a close out sale when Atlantic Avenue, the garden center.
Yes.
And all I did was just trim it back to keep the shape, the weeping shape. It didn't have a really good shape. So I just let it grow where it needed to grow, and where it was growing excessively, I would just cut it back. So it depends on what kind of shape that guy wants his tree. If he wants it in an upright form, like a C tree, then he just cuts out those limbs that are, you know, shooting out to the side, not giving it that upright shape.
October 29th would be that event.
That would be my suggestion.
Something for Rufus if he ever decides to go back to work.
Hello?
Yeah, we're listening.
Okay. It got quiet all of a sudden.
Yeah, we're just listening to you, Steve.
Yeah. Another fall plant that should is the rain lily. Those things are coming up now, and that is a beautiful red color that it just stands out in the garden. And my Rose of Sharon is another fall bloomer that is starting. And the tea olive.
The tea olive a couple of weeks ago was, I'm sure we discussed it, Rufus, but it just was overwhelming.
Mine is overwhelming right now.
Yeah,
I have 30-foot trees.
Ready to start blooming.
Oh, okay.
That's another fall bloomer that's nice to have in the yard. So, and it's got a fragrance that will just absolutely knock you over.
Yep.
Did I give that rose of Sharon to you, Steve?
No. We got that at it was one of the first things we planted in our garden. It was one of those rescue plants in a tree form that we got from a garden center that we nursed back into health, and it is huge. I mean, this thing must be 20 feet in diameter.
And wonderful.
It attracts bees and butterflies.
Does it produce little children?
Yeah, but children.
Our children are our most important asset in North Carolina, a.k.a. Jim Hunt.
Oh, me.
Yeah, and I have crepe myrtles that produce children, too.
Oh, yes.
And I got that crepe myrtle you gave me that is just, that thing, I cannot believe how tall that thing is. It's almost 25 feet down. And I think he just gave it to me 3 years ago.
Oh, good gosh.
Wow.
Oh, good gosh.
I showed you a picture of it the other day.
What variety?
It's not, huh?
What variety is it?
It's the white one.
Is it Niagara? Not Niagara, but Natchez.
Natchez.
Yeah.
But it has just absolutely, it loves where it's at. And it just is, the only thing, it doesn't bloom as good as I would like it to, but it's still, it's a really nice looking tree.
Yeah.
Now, that has the cinnamon bark, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I love that
in the
winter just as much as I do the blooming.
There's a Biloxi variety, too, that has the cinnamony bark.
Yeah.
So.
All right. I'll let you guys go.
Stay out of trouble down there, Steve.
We're coming home today. So
all right, there's a lot of law enforcement down there. y'all be easy.
I try not to go through those little South Carolina towns.
Well, that's right. Let's don't have any lead foot. All right, take it easy, Steve.
Oh, look here, Mike. What our friend here just gave to me, the Aluminum Company of North Carolina, gift certificate presented to Super Kids.
Absolutely.
$1,500. It's always the best seller. And people tell me
that's the truth.
That they just add on a little more and get a beautiful door and other things. Now that's a big thing. Thank you. Didn't even have to ask for it. Sammy came right with it.
Well, and I know as a lawyer and a lobbyist, you wouldn't mind asking for it.
Oh, if you don't ask, you don't receive. No shame in asking.
That's right.
But when our hearts are in the right place, Rufus, we got to do the right thing. And that's why
right.
I do this every year. We're going to continue to do it every year for you.
Sammy, how did you spend your evening last night?
I didn't know if I'm supposed to bring that up on the air.
It's all right. So, you didn't do anything wrong.
As your lawyer,
no,
you
we don't know
have
that.
To
yeah,
if you
we
don't
haven't
want
heard
to.
The whole story.
As your lawyer,
yeah. you're not going to ask each.
Not
of us,
all of the details.
It was a good friend of mine's 62nd birthday.
Ah,
and so ZZ Top was his favorite band.
Ah,
so and they were performing at Caesars Virginia at the casino. So I got them tickets, and we went up to the show last night.
Wow!
Oh, wow!
So had a great time.
Yeah,
took him to dinner.
How nice.
He couldn't decide on a dessert, so I got a photo. It's funny. I'll just show Ryan. He couldn't decide on a dessert, so then he ended up picking three. And the server came out with three desserts and three candles for his 62nd birthday.
Oh, oh wow.
Nice. And they
great.
All came out singing happy
birthday. It's a red velvet cake there. It looks good.
So it was
Rufus,
just, it
yeah,
just
I think you'd like all
time.
Of them.
All right.
So, and to see his favorite band perform, I'm sure they're... I mean, they're 76, 75, and 72, and they did a fantastic job.
Sure they did.
No doubt.
So. That's amazing.
Yep.
Well,
now we're here for the open house. So.
Happy birthday to him, then. Yeah. And thank you for having us out to this. It's always a big occasion for us to join you, and it's such a lovely Dan was just talking about what an extraordinary showroom this is. And, Dan, you need to walk around some and open and close some doors and windows and things. It's really fascinating all that you do have. And it's everything for the exterior of your home.
Everything outside of your home. Just and this is just a fun day, just to come out, educate yourself on home improvement projects, have some lunch with us, and just come out and see y'all here while you're performing now. And just it's a fun day to come out and just enjoy everything and everybody.
You won't believe that lunch. It is really sumptuous. Sumptuous.
And I can tell you from a customer point of view, their service is outstanding.
Their service is outstanding, Don.
I can tell you stories.
Move your mic over a little bit.
Yeah.
Don, give us a little testimonial. You said you'd had just about everything. They did everything but build your house.
Yeah, that's it. That's true. But the service has just been absolutely phenomenal. I'll give you a good example. I had a leaking window one time, just the air leak around one of the windows. They sent a guy out to come do that. He replaced the window. And he says, while I'm here, let me check all the other windows in the house.
Yes.
There's 41 windows in the house. So he checked every 41 windows, and he, you know, serviced all, looked at all, said they're all fine. And then on his way out the door, he put his handle on the doorknob and said, you know, there's a little bit of tarnish on this knob right here. Well, this got a lifetime warranty on this brass knob here. He says, we'll replace that too. I mean, they're just that kind of people.
Wow.
What's the process if somebody wants, like we were talking about, a window where none exists? Like, how do you come out and evaluate that?
It's the same process. Just call the office. We'll take your information. We'll send the salesman out to take a look at. Most of us here at the office are general contractors, myself and most of my salespeople included.
Oh, nice.
So we can kind of assess the
you've got the expertise.
We've got
the
expertise to assess if it can be done. And then
you
got to
find a place in between the joists.
A small 12, you're looking for a 12-inch by 80-inch tall.
There you go.
That's no problem whatsoever. We got you taken care of.
Perfect.
So, but no, we'll do all the due diligence. And then nowadays they are requiring us to get engineer stamps on everything. Municipalities have changed their requirements.
Oh, wow.
But you walk people through that process.
We take care of the entire process for you, for the homeowners.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you test a window to see if it's leaking, just like Don had? How do they do that?
I can see the fog between the panes.
Fog between the panes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
The insulated unit was leaking. So all of our windows are thermal insulated units. So it's two panes of glass with a spacer between the two panes, and then there's argon gas pumped into the chamber for energy efficiency. When that unit fails, what happens is air will leak into a little pinhole within the sealant around the two pieces of glass, and that air will get it trapped in between the glass, and then you'll start to see a little bead of water the first thing, and you'll just see moisture in between, and you can't wipe it off from the inside or outside.
Right.
And I don't know if, I'm sure homeowners have seen old insulated units that have been there for 20, 30 years that now have green growth growing in between the glass.
Well, and it fogs up.
You got a little arboretum going that they advise you, they ask you what that is.
So. It fogs up where you can't see
correct
very well out the window. But I'm guessing that rarely happens with the quality of windows that you sell.
The new technology has extended the seal phase, the life of the glass. Used to be seals would fail within 6 to 8 years. Now we're getting 18 to 22 years.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Because of the technology and the spacer systems within those insulated units.
That's amazing.
So obviously it's cut down on our service calls, even though we gave lifetime warranties on windows back in the 80s on seal failures, certain windows anyway. And so it's reducing our volume of services for seal failures because of the technology has come a long way.
Pretty and good. Making a better experience for the customer.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, big open house today. A lot of food, as Rufus said there.
A lot of food, a lot of giveaways. If anybody else wants to come support Super Kids.
Amen.
That
come
would
on
be
out
a great idea. Yeah. Come do that. Come write a check.
I want to come talk about Bring Back Civility. We'll do that.
Well, this is a very civil show, and it's a civil company.
That's
you come here, it's a nice place. It's a refuge. This is a refuge. The show and the aluminum company. Good people. All right. But you do have food. You got ice cream. You got ice cream today, don't
you? We're going to have ice cream truck at 11 to 2. We're going to have our food truck from 11 to 2. And like I said, huge giveaways. We're giving away gift certificates, $2,500, $1,500, $1,000, and $500 gift certificates we're giving away. And then this is, I was able to convince James Hardy, which is hard to do with these large companies. They gave me 2,000 square feet of Hardy Plank siding to give away.
Wow.
For a homeowner. So this is the second time I've ever been able to do that. So we will be giving that away in a drawing this weekend also. So if you need Hardy Plank siding, come on out. Put your name in the hat.
Patrick, you've just outdone yourself today. Come here.
I know. I told Danny. I said, Danny, I got to go see Mike. He's going to be the one.
Wait a minute. Just settle. We got to run. We got to do a break. I'm about to have a conniption.
All right.
All right. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here. The Aluminum Company of North Carolina.